ABC News.
Hello, I'm David Rowlands. The death toll from a powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake in southern Turkey and northwestern Syria has risen to more than 1,900 people. On both sides of the border, hundreds of buildings were reduced to piles of pancaked floors, and major aftershocks or new quakes, including one almost as strong as the first, continued to rattle the region. Rescue workers are searching mounds of wreckage, with hundreds believed to be trapped under rubble. The Federal Greens Party has confirmed it will back the Yes campaign for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. The party came to the position after the resignation of Victorian Senator Lydia Thorpe, who is still yet to declare where she stands on the voice. The Greens say they still believe that treaty should come before the voice, but believe this will be a step forward for the Uluru statement as a whole. Greens leader Adam Band says there is nothing to be gained by opposing the voice. A water bomber has crashed in WA's south while battling two bushfires in the Fitzgerald River National Park. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services says the aircraft, a Boeing 737 airliner used to assist in fighting fires, crashed around a quarter past four on Monday afternoon. The department says the tanker had left Busselton Margaret River Airport about half past three. The two pilots on board were able to remove themselves from the aircraft before being retrieved by helicopter and taken to Ravensthorpe Airport. Police say both pilots have minor injuries. And an Iranian singer who faces possible prison time for his song that's become an anthem to the ongoing protests in the Islamic Republic has wept after winning a Grammy Award. Shervin Hajipour appeared stunned after hearing Jill Biden, the wife of US President Joe Biden, announce he'd won the Grammy's New Song for Social Change Special Merit Award. An online video shows Mr. Hajipour in a darkened room wiping tears away after the announcement. Released on his Instagram page, the song quickly went viral. ABC News.